Good Thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
In Philippians 4:11 we read, I have learned how to be content. When you aim to grow personally and achieve things in life, these are commendable goals. But when you covet what someone else has or want to be just like them, you're entering into territory that's forbidden by Scripture. Contentment does not mean you should become complacent or settle for mediocrity and fail to achieve your God-given potential in life. Not at all. You're supposed to work to improve yourself, while at the same time remaining totally dependent on God. Self-sufficiency means to be sufficient in oneself, instead of putting your faith in God's assistance. Contentment, on the other hand, is to know with certainty and firm conviction that God is able to meet your every need. When you understand that truth, you don't have to covet anyone else's position, property, possessions, or personality. Why? Because you're assured that all you presently have and all you are today is more than enough in the hands of God. Whatever you need to do to fulfill His will, you can do, not in your own strength, but in the strength and power of Christ who dwells within your innermost being. Covetousness comes to all of us naturally, but contentment must be learned. Paul writes, I have learnt how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. That's learning to be content from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.